Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf mem gimel Baba Basra 143. In today's daf yomi, the Gemara is discussing the efficacy of gifts made by a shchiv merah. Shchiv merah is somebody who is sick, and so the rabbis allowed such a person to be able to give an effective gift that takes place after their death, and the gift is effective if it's said before their death while they're sick, even though it doesn't have the normal kinyan, the normal transactions necessary for a gift to be made. But in this case, the Gemara is talking about where the language that the person who was a shchiv merah, the one who was sick, used was ambiguous. So hu da'amar lehu nechsai levanai. So the person says, while he's sick, he says, my gifts will go to banai. Banai can mean my sons, or it can mean my children. In this case, the person did not have sons. He had a son and a daughter. Habile bra uverata. He had a son and a daughter, and so we don't know what the law is. The Gemara's question is, mikaro inchi levra banai. Does a person call one son his sons, banai, his children? Odilma okara inchi levra banai uemoshra levrata bimatanak asi. Or maybe a person doesn't call his only son banai, and rather what he means to do is he means to include his daughter in this gift. So the Gemara comes along and tries to prove that there are times in the Torah where it says b'nei, and that refers to one son. Rava brings a proof from a verse in Bamidbar, chapter 26, verse 8, uvenei falu Eliyav. And Rav Yosef brings a proof from Pazuk and Divrei Hayamim, uvenei etan Azaria. So we see from here that even though he says banai, my children or my sons, it could be referring only to his one son, and therefore his daughter would not be able to claim part of that gift. And then the Gemara has another question about a doubtful use of language, or an ambiguous use of language. Person says again the same statement, the possessions are for my banai, my children, but he doesn't have any sons in this case. He just has a son and a grandson. He doesn't have multiple sons. He has one son and one grandson. So now the question is, karu inchi lebar birah birah. Does a person call his grandson his son? Or maybe he's just referring to his only son here. So in this case where he says banai, is he referring to his only son, or is he referring to his son and his grandson? So about this, there's a dispute in the Gemara. Rav Chaviva says, karu inchi lebar birah birah. A person will call his grandson my son, and therefore the grandson will be able to take part in this gift that the sick man is giving on his sick bed. But Mar Baravashi says, lo karu inchi lebar birah birah. Mar Baravashi rejects that. He says a person will not call their grandson my son. And the Gemara cites a braisa to support the position of Mar Baravashi, because we have a statement, mudar hana mibanim mutar bibnei banim. So this is a law from Maseches Nedarim that teaches us that if a person takes a vow that they are limiting themselves, that they're not allowed to benefit from somebody's sons, the law is that they are allowed to benefit from their grandsons. And so therefore, Mar Baravashi says that so too here, when he says, I'm giving it to my sons, he means only his son and not his grandson. Comes along the Re Ben Chachmon, and the Re Ben Chachmon says, yes, with respect to an inheritance, we say that B'nai Banim is not like Banim, that grandchildren are not like sons. However, with respect to another law, with respect to the law of being fruitful and multiplying, that there's an obligation to have children, the sages in Yevamos 62b have already said that B'nai Banim are like Banim, that grandchildren are like children. And so if a person has grandchildren, even though his children have already, Rachmana Watzlan, died, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu, and with his grandchildren. The Shulchan Aruch rules like Mar Baravashi, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch rules that if a person says, under these circumstances, I'm giving the gifts to my children, and he has a son and a grandson, he is included in under this case just his son and not his grandson. However, the Shulchan Aruch adds that if a person has no sons at all, he just has grandsons, and he says the gifts are to my children, obviously his reference is to his grandchildren under those circumstances. What about to his great-grandchildren? So here the Mabit was asked a question whether or not we say b'nei b'neihem, which can mean grandchildren or great-grandchildren. So the question was, a family had a contract to be buried in a cemetery. It said them and their b'nei b'neihem, which can mean their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren. So they brought the question to the Mabit because the people in the town wanted to stop them from being buried there forever. And so the Mabit points out that in the Torah, when it says that Yaakov went down to Egypt, it uses the expression, he went down with banav u'b'nei banav ito, that his grandchildren went down with him. And it's listed in that context, b'nei peretz, chetzron, v'chamol, which were the great-grandchildren. So therefore, the Mabit proves that great-grandchildren are like grandchildren under that expression, and therefore he says that they are allowed to be buried in the cemetery. But the Shavuos Yaakov challenges this, because the Shavuos Yaakov was dealing with a circumstance where somebody says, I'm going to give this to all my descendants, and he uses the expression b'nei banim, and that one of the families who had great-grandchildren wanted to make a claim. And he says, no, we can't bring a proof from the text of the verse, because sometimes b'nei banim refers only to grandchildren and not to grandchildren. So don't bring me a proof from the language of the Torah for whether or not grandchildren includes great-grandchildren, and therefore we cannot assume that it's assigned to great-grandchildren as well.